Bo'omer. So, today's Laz Bo'omer, so let's try and understand. The first thing we'll start off with is trying to understand what's the source in the Torah for Laz Bo'omer. So Lamais, it's brought down in the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov, but Pashas is Makor to Arizal. The Makor for Laz Bo'omer is the Pasuk where it says Gal'ed. What's Gal'ed? Gal'ed in Chumash Bereishis is the Ogal Sa'aduta, that's in Aramaic, is the covenant that Yaakov made with Lavan. You understand Gal Gimel Lamed is Lag, right? So that's the bris, that's the covenant that Yaakov made with Lavan. What was this covenant about? This covenant about was a covenant. There's two types of covenant: covenants of bonding and the covenant of separation. This covenant that he made with Lavan was a covenant of separation. That's Gal'ed. What's a separation from what? Separation from the Goyim. The Jewish people, now Yaakov, who represents the Jewish people, he now is going to have the Shtem Esrei Shvatim through Rachel and Leah, who were Lavan's daughters. They said, right, that Hatzon Soni, the cattle of mine, the children of my children, your daughters of my daughters, right? There's complete separation from Lavan. And this monument of Gal'ed represents this spiritual separation, that now Klal Yisrael had no connection with the Goyim. What does that mean, they had no connection with the Goyim? It means they were separated from the ways of the Goyim. They were going on their own way. Lag Ba'omer represents that day when we separate ourselves from Tumas Akum. Separate ourselves from the ways of the Goyim. It means, from Pesach, when we were born as a nation, till Lag Ba'omer, right? Till Lav Ba'omer, Lag, we're already separated, right? Till Lav Ba'omer, Lev, right? We were separating from the ways of the non-Jews, the Tumas of the Akum, right? The impurities of the non-Jews, their ways. What's that associated with Lev? Lev is a place that two things exist. The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. That exists in our hearts. Basically our impulses. Impulse or feelings. Feelings can be good feelings. They can be bad feelings. They can be desires. And they can be desires for physical needs. They can be desires for spiritual needs. They can be desires of love, of care. They can be desires of, I want that schnitzel, right? So, we at Lag Ba'omer separate ourselves from our hearts. That means there's no longer a heart in control of us. No longer we go after our desires, which that's represented in Tumas Akum. But from now on, where the Bnia, the building, is from the heart upwards. Aitul Shvuas, where we build our head, till our head, i.e. our head becomes in control of our hearts, and then on Shavuos, we get what's called Matan Torah, we get something much higher than where we even reached physically. We get Shaarei Bina, that's the 50th level, which is a complete Matana, which is a complete present. That level, which we get on Shavuos, which is a complete Matana, it's millionfold what we reach through our own avodah, through our own work. We can't compare it. It's like a different spiritual level altogether. The Sfarim speak about it, it's called Keter, the crown. As we spoke about once, the different levels, it's called our Yechida, the unity. That clarity, we spoke about that, I think, when we spoke about Rashi, that clarity that a person that we get of seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Merkava. Maybe I'll explain here. The Merkava, what we read on Shavuos, we read Yecheskel's Merkava. You know what Yecheskel's Merkava is? The chariots of Yecheskel, right? That, what's the chariots of Yecheskel? That shows us how the whole world is governed through a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A reality, a clarity of that reality, how Kodesh Baruch Hu governs that whole world. That clarity of that reality, that clarity is that clarity of unity. We can't get to that level of unity by ourselves. That has to be a matana. That has to be a present. Understand? You with me?
Yeah, but just to clarify, you're saying that as we move from Lag Ba'omer to Shavuos, that's like a moving from heart to head.
Heart to head. Shavuos, we get to another level, which is beyond man's endeavor. Man can't reach that level of clarity. That becomes a matana. If man works till the 49th level, on Shavuos he gets the 50th as a present, and that's the level of unity. The level of the head is what's called Chochma and Bina, wisdom and understanding, intuitive understanding, right? That's women are better on that side of intuitive understanding. Men are more into the logical understanding. That's Chochma. Bina is intuitive understanding. Bina is Halev, right? So from Lag till Shavuos, we're working on that aspect, what's above our hearts, that aspect of a person, and that which gives a person dominion over his feelings. That's why he's separating himself from Tumas Akum. Because Goy, right? The nature of a Goy, it's Gemara's Nevada Zorah, the nature of the Goy is that his teva, his nature, is to always look out for himself, his own personal needs. That's the nature of a Goy. After Lag Ba'Omer, we pass that level, and that's only through Torah a person can reach that level. Only through Avodas Hashem a person can reach that level. That level is not Shaykh to Goyim. That, in that sense, we've separated from them. Right? A Goy can become a Jew. A Goy can become a Ger. The doors are open. Right? The doors are open. But after Matan Torah, there was a definite distinction. There was a definite difference between the Avodah of a Jew and the Avodah of a non-Jew. A non-Jew has the avoda of the 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and the Gemara says even that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw was too hard for them. He didn't give them as an obligation. He gave them as a mitzvah, kiyumis, that if they want to keep it, they can keep it. They don't get onish for not doing it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's too hard for them because their nature innately is too hard for them to be obligated in those 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. That's what Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. Yeah. The same Gemara says, but a Goy who learns Torah, his Torah, right, that Torah that he needs, is better than a Kohen Gadol. He's better than a Kohen Gadol. So a Goy can reach levels through learning and through his avoda, but it's not an obligation on him. You with me? You clear? But it's still, he can't get the level of a Jew. We have to understand what the Gemara means when he says through Torah. Right? He can, through Geirus, become a Jew. Become, through, how do you say Geirus? Through
conversion,
become a Jew. But at the same time, this is, it's a double-sided coin. A Jew who does his obligation is on a higher level than a non-Jew. But a Jew who doesn't do his obligation is on a lower level. The kilkul, the destruction that a Jew can cause to the world through his bad actions is much stronger than what a non-Jew can do. Because he has the ability to do much more, he also has the ability to do much more bad. You understand what I'm saying? Ze keneged ze asa Elokim, there has to be balance in the world. If you have strength to do something, you also have the strength to do the opposite. That's the innate nature of humanity. If you have a Yetzer Tov, a stronger Yetzer Tov, you have also a stronger Yetzer Hara. You also have a stronger evil inclination, because there has to be a balance of free will. Clear? So that's why we don't make Goyim into Jews so quickly, because who says they'll be able to live with the obligations of a Jew? So we put them off. Only if they, after many times, they show that they want to come and they're sincere, then we take them in. We're not jihad, we're not trying to look for converts. The opposite. We're not looking for converts. We're looking to help the goyim keep the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. It's considered ger toshav. You have a mitzvah of tzedakah, you have to feed them, you have to look after them, right? That's a different level. Yeah? You have to, they have certain laws. You give them, if you have like a, what's it called, when you shecht, an animal, you store an animal, comes out to the what you stored wasn't good, you give him a matanah to get a toshav. There's a mitzvah to give him a matanah. There's a mitzvah to be mekayim them. Right? You understand? That's a goy who separated himself from Avodah Zorah and was mekabel upon himself, took upon himself the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. That's called a ger toshav. Yeah? Not a ger toshav. Someone who lives with us in Eretz Yisrael. He has a din, he can live with us in Eretz Yisrael, and because he became a ger toshav, we have a mitzvah, lachayotam, to give him tzedakah, to help him out. Okay?
So the seven mitzvahs, Noachai mitzvot,
are not obligatory on every goy.
That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says on Avodah Zarah. They were given to be obligatory, but Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that they couldn't hold on that level, so it's taken away the obligation, the punishment for the obligation, but they do have it on an obligatory level. Why was it given in such a way? It's a whole shit to just understand. We're not talking about what's the concept in Judaism about a goy. That's about 2.5 daf of Avodah Zarah we have to learn. And that's an interesting topic, and maybe we'll do that some other time. But these are very important topics. But it's not for now. If you want, maybe I'll ask Rabbi Sigler to give another shiur now. Okay. All right. Now let's go with where we are. Let's Lag BaOmer. You with me? Recap. So we're saying till Lamed Beis BaOmer, we're separating ourselves from the level of the goyim. And from Lamed Gimel, we're going on to the level which becomes a level of Klal Yisrael, right? Till Shavuos, and on Shavuos, we get that level of clarity which is called unity, yeah? The level we see how Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world in a clear way, yeah? Everyone's clear?
Wait, you said the Lamed Beis, that's
represents the Halev, the heart of a person. Because the heart of a person is two-thirds of a person. Two-thirds of 50, I think, is around Lamed Beis, right? It's around that. It's around the.
Two-thirds of what?
Of 50 is 33. Right, 33 and a third.
Lamed Beis is equivalent to.
Two-thirds of 100 is 66.
Yeah, 33 and a third.
Lamed Beis is equivalent to
30. Lamed Beis is 32. Lamed Gimel is when we pass over the Lamed Beis, the Lev, right? The heart is in two-thirds of the Guf. It's two-thirds, it's around two-thirds of the Guf. So that's how you get the idea. You understand why the Lamed Beis comes out Lev, and that's around the feelings. Sorry?
I thought
like was on the 33rd. Yeah, it's the 33rd. I know. I was talking about rough numbers. 33 and the third, there's no third number. But the 33rd day is when we pass that level. That's the day we celebrate that time. We pass that. Lave is the. When we're at Lamed Beis, we're still in Tumas Ochum. That's Lave. We're still in Dalgas Lave. That our impulses and desires govern over us. When we start. Passover Lev, i.e. Lamed Gimel, that's the first day, so that's the first day of the we're past that level of going after impulses, we're going after a higher self. You with me? That's but still an avoda. From Lamed Gimel to Shavuos, we have all of that avoda to work on a higher level self. That means on our Chochmah and Bina, right? You with me?
Wait, what does Lag mean?
Lag is just Lamed Gimel, 33rd day of the Omer. We said the source for that is Gal Saaduta, or Gal Eid, in the Torah, where Yaakov made the covenant between Lavan to separate from Tumas Ochum. Correct? Everyone's with me? Clear?
Clear.
Okay, good. Now, what's this to do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Right? Today, we guys, I didn't know any of this stuff, talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, make a bonfire, right? It's the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifta. What's this to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Everyone goes to Niron, right? Chock a block of Niron. Eh? What's this to do with anything? What's the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to do with anything? You with me? You understand the question? Okay. So, simply speaking, it's brought down that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we all know when he was in the Maharam, in the caves, when he lived with his son, so he was Megala. The Zohar HaKadosh, the deep inner understandings of Judaism, which represent how Kodesh Baruch Hu governs the physical world through the metaphysical world. He revealed all the different spiritual worlds through the Zohar, through which those spiritual worlds we interact through our mitzvahs, and through our interaction in those spiritual worlds, God governs the physical world, i.e. a Jew does a mitzvah, right? Could be a non-Jew also. Anyone who does a mitzvah, but a Jew has a higher level, so his effect is much deeper, right? Just as if he did an Aveira, his effect would be much stronger, so his mitzvah is much stronger. A Goy, his Aveira is less significant, it has significance, and his mitzvah also has significance, but less than a Jew, but it has significance. Right?
This is all in the Zohar,
you said? Yes, this is spoken all in these things in the Zohar. But I'm not talking about what's spoken in the Zohar, I'm just explaining what the Zohar is. The Zohar is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, is in is expressing himself in the world through the Torah, through the mitzvahs, right? And the different levels, the different aspects of spiritual worlds through which a Kodesh Baruch Hu does that. Now, on his deathbed, he revealed to us the Idra. The Idra, right? The Idra is part of the Zohar. Now, let me explain to you. There's two forms of spiritual worlds. There's the lower spiritual world. Now, I don't expect you to get this. I'm just trying to explain it with regards to Lag BaOmer. There's a lower spiritual world, which can be understood by man, more or less. Moshe Rabbeinu understood their interaction is a more cause and effect concept, right? That's called Olam HaMishpat, the world of Mishpat. The Kabbalists call it Zir Anpin, the small face, right? That's a world, the lower spiritual world, that's Olam HaMishpat. That's more of cause and effect. Of course, there's a concept of chesed and din, but it's more chesed, it's rachamim. Zir Anpin is more rachamim, but it's bedin. If we do a mitzvah in this world, so the effect, this mishtal shel that comes down to us from a mitzvah that we do, is infinitely greater than what we do. Like we might do a little nekuda, a little spot, and against that spot will be the whole world, the whole cosmos, in terms of the influence Kodesh Baruch will bring back into the world. You can't compare it. Our mitzvahs that we do in this world, or our good actions, or our thoughts, the effect that it has on the physical world through going up into the spiritual world and the hishtal shalut, the chain reaction that it happens is a different level of infinity to what, you know, what we're talking about in terms of what we actually did. That's a complete chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we did it. You understand? We did it. We were the ones who did it. We caused that cause and effect.
That's our interaction with the lower spirit.
Yeah, that's our actions in this world causes a chain reaction in the higher spiritual world, which further brings down God's influence in this world, which is infinitely greater than what we actually did in action. From above. It's just the words.
That's what they call it.
There's other names for it. It doesn't really matter the concept we're talking about. Now, how do we get on to that? Yeah. One second. Now we have a higher spiritual world, which is the world that we can't understand. That's the world even Moshe Rabbeinu on his level did not understand. Right? There, it's Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos speaks, I'm not going to go into Gemara, that's another shir, but the Gemara and Brachos speaks about two aspects, right? Moshe Rabbeinu asked to understand Drachecha, the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said yes and said no to Machlokos and the Gemara. See, one opinion is that, and they're both true, he said yes, and he said yes, but that's the lower spiritual worlds, the worlds of rachamim, of mercy, the worlds in which there is cause and effect. I mean, the person will do an avera, he won't get punched straight away, he won't get his onus, his punishment straight away. Kodesh Baruch Hu will wait for him, and then he'll give him his punishment if he doesn't do tshuva. But there's room for tshuva and room for change, but small room, it's zir anpin, small mercy, small. Small nose means the nose is used as a place where a person gets angry, according to Chazal. V'chara af Hashem. God's nose became like hot, right? It's figurative. So when you say Zir Anpin, he has a small nose in terms of his patience. So Zir Anpin represents the world in which there's mercy, but a limited amount. Then the higher spiritual world, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get to see, is called Erech Anpin, the wide or the longer nose, i.e., that he has more mercy. Right? That the Gemara says, V'chanoti asher achun, af al pi she'eino kedai, I will give grace to those who I want to give grace to, even though he's not fitting of it. Right? So the Gemara, so Therefore, we can't understand that. That's a level that man, even the man on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, can't understand. I.e., God gives good to someone who doesn't deserve. A person takes a knife in his hand and Chas v'Shalom goes to kill someone. Who gives him the strength? Who gives him the air to breathe? Who makes his lungs breathe when he's killing that other person? That's complete nonsensical. Did he give that level of mercy when he's going against his Rotsam? When you're doing in the middle of an Aveira, God's giving you the koch to do that Aveira, to do that against his will. Why should he do such a thing? That's a tremendous mercy. You spit in someone's face, and not only he's turning behind, he's not noticing it, but he's giving you strength to spit in his face. That's complete mercy. That's the higher level. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed on his death was how the higher spiritual worlds connect to the lower spiritual worlds. You with me? There's this higher spiritual worlds which represent God's interaction in a way that we don't understand, and there's a lower spiritual world which represent God's interaction with the world in a sense that we do understand in terms of cause and effect with mercy in between. You with me? Yes? Yeah, everyone's clear? Okay. So now, based on this, why on his deathbed did he explain this? What is death? Death is a transition from the physical, right? The world of Mishpat, the world of cause and effect, to the transcendental, the world where there's no cause and effect. At one's death, a person passes through that transition. Since on his deathbed he passes through the transition from the lower physical world to the higher transcendental world, was revealed to him how that transition, that transmission, or that transcendition goes. Transcendence goes. Yeah? You with me? That's the revelation of what's called Abba V'Ima, Chochma and Bina. Those are the two partsufi, those are the two forms of spirituality which connect the higher spiritual worlds to the lower spiritual world. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed on the day of his death, because he was at that level of transcendation from the lower to the higher spiritual world.
Before
he passed away physically. And therefore he understood that chain from one level to the other level. You understand?
Right.
So now, we explained that on his deathbed, since he's transcending from one lower world to the upper lower world, he had the ability to explain how the lower spiritual world connects to the higher spiritual world. We have to explain what's that to do with Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is that day which connects Tumas Akum, the separation from the lower physical world to the higher spiritual worlds. That's that day. And that's that day of his death, where he transcended the lower to the higher, and he revealed that revelation of how that is done. How Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the influence of the higher spiritual world into the lower spiritual world. And that's what Lag BaOmer is. Lag BaOmer is that time of transcendation from the lower spirit physical world to the higher spiritual world, or the lower spiritual to the higher spiritual. He always says the same thing.
But you understand? What relevance does that have to have?
That's the death. That's the revelation of Lag BaOmer. That's the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's what he revealed to the Jewish people. That pnimius of Torah, when we know how it works, it's just not knowing how it works, we know how to do it. It gives us kalim, it gives us the ability to do it. And that revelation of the Itras gave us the ability of understanding. When you understand something, you understand how to do it as well. So this revelation was a revelation of going from the lower spiritual world to the higher. And that's through Torah HaKabbalah, Torah of the pnimius of the world. Because that level of inner depth is not shaykh to Akum. That level of inner depth is not shaykh to the Goyim. That's only shaykh to Klal Yisrael. There they're not shaykh. They're not shaykh to Chochma Bina of Neshama, that high level of soul, of Chaya, the soul that gives life to us, HaChochma Mechayet Ba'aleh, the wisdom of a person gives him life, and certainly not to Yechida, which is Matan Torah. They're not shaykh to Matan Torah. And how do we get to those levels? He gets to those levels through understanding Pnimius HaTorah, through the depths of the Torah. Till love, we can do that through Limud Torah on a certain level. After Lag Ba'omer, we need this sort of level of learning to reach it. And you can do that through learning Gemara as well. There's parts of Gemara that can help us. It's a different level of learning. But that's the level above. And that's what's brought down. It's brought down the Arizal, the beginning of one of the Sfarim, that this learning of Pnimius HaTorah, a person shouldn't be misosik in it, because it's more rare on him the lower worlds, because he's fighting with those lower worlds. Those worlds which represent Tumas Akul. So therefore, learning these things has to be a person who's parush, who's separate from these lower worlds, i.e. the worlds of desire. Therefore, she says, he gives this list of things. A person shouldn't eat meat, a person shouldn't be angry, shouldn't be those things which mean that level of reality, the lower level of reality. And since he doesn't behave in that lower level of reality, he is shaykh, he's relevant to the high level of learning and the high level of reality.
Do you think that